open bids March 26 at our 8 a.m. meeting for redoing the surface of the Walkerville Bridge. It's starting to break up and leaking water through and could potentially down the road cause some damage to the beams and everything underneath. So we've caught this on time. We're going to redo the surface of it. Hopefully bids come in right and review those and hopefully award a contract that day and start construction on that April 1st and looking for about a 60-day closure.
So an immediate project on the resurface of that bridge, and it will have an impact on traffic, most certainly.
Oh, definitely, definitely. School bus traffic's going to be impacted. There's a lot of bus traffic going to Colston School out there. Any time of the year we tried to pick to close that, it's going to have a huge impact on either the parks department, the fairgrounds, anything out there. But fortunately, now that I call it the new bridge on Lee Boulevard, it's been there for several years, and that was part of the intention to have that cut-through road and the bridge there was for a backup bridge for that area.
A grant involved with this with Community Crossroads, and you can certainly tie this in with the continuing effort to get the new trails up and running.
Right. Our engineers have worked with the city engineer and the planners of this trail project because this is the part of the next phase that's going to be continuing this on to the west northwesterly direction, and we're implementing the surface of this bridge to accommodate the trail. In working on this, of course, a lot of photos have appeared and some of the research in it. A lot of nice photos of the old cover bridge that used to be there. Could that be built on top of this, you know, just for kind of a replica of what it looks like? So we kind of mentioned, I did in an email back to the engineers, what would it cost to just put a pole barn type structure on top of this to look like this? And the reply was, you don't want to know.